From the outset, very clear to me that if we were successful with adoption of the Sustainable Development Goals and getting the climate agreement, the whole discussion on implementation of these, getting together the partners from states and business sector, financial institutions, civil society, to get this started as quickly as possible would be one of the most important things. So that has been, of course, very much in the focus, but also the revalidating the different tools of peace and security efforts in the United Nations has been very much on the agenda. And then we have had as a unique priority during this session to create maximum transparency and influence from the general membership on the selection of the next Secretary General.
What is your assessment on the GA's performance based on those priorities?
I think we have made good progress on the SDGs and climate. It's very much up to the governments now to follow the recommendations and ideas from the United Nations in order to create the financing and the cooperation necessary in each and every country. But there's a process for this also going on in the ECOSOC chamber. But on the SG selection process, what I've heard from the member states is uniform support for the way it has been performed and very high level of satisfaction with that. Finally, after discussion of this during 20 years, we did it. We took the lead in the General Assembly to get a good conversation with all the candidates, knowing better their personality, their priorities, and having in connection with these hearings, these informal dialogues, also one of the most substantial discussions about the future challenges of the United Nations we've ever had, in, you know, at least during this year, in other meetings.
Of course, your attempt to have a transparent process has been there for the whole world to see, but then it comes to these straw polls.
Yeah.
Would you say you are entirely happy with the way they've been conducted?
Well, this has been a delicate process. We have run it in close coordination with the Security Council. The Security Council has accepted each and every step we have taken, but it has also changed the balance somewhat, I think, between what's happening in the General Assembly and what's happening in the Security Council, who, by the way, is a collection of 15 members of the General Assembly. But they have their charter obligations to make proposal for the General Assembly. But I think what we have done had substantial influence also on the priorities for the candidates in the Security Council. So this has been a game-changing process. Of course, we don't know the outcome, but we know that the degree of transparency for the general membership to take part has come to stay. It will not be turned backwards again.